Ah, you obviously know Kung Fu.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Kung Fu Driving Podcast, where we talk to game developer and creator of Five Gods of Kung Fu, which is available for support on Kickstarter, Gregor Besselmeyer.
Welcome to the Kung Fu Driving Podcast. Adjust your speaker box, sit back, relax, and remember, your Kung Fu may be good, but mine is better.
Joining me tonight, all the way from Germany, game developer, fellow Kung Fu movie fan, his current project, Five Gods of Kung Fu, is now on Kickstarter, Gregor Besselmeyer. Gregor, thank you so much for joining the Kung Fu Driving Podcast tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's very exciting to talk with you. I'm intrigued by Five Gods of Kung Fu, so let's get into all of that in a bit. But first, how are you holding up during this whole pandemic? Is everything okay over there for you guys?
Oh, yeah. I have to say, it's all the craziness, I think, is winding down over here. Restrictions are slowly getting lifted. And yeah, personally for me, apart from one big holiday that we had to cancel, not that much of a change for my life. I like to stay inside anyways.
Now that big holiday is Oktoberfest though, isn't it?
Oh no, that's not a holiday. That's a planned thing always in my calendar every year. So
okay. Very good, very good. All right, so let's talk about your game development stuff. What is your background in game development?
Well, apart from playing games since I can remember, yeah, I've been playing around with like level editors and different engines from playing games that gave you the opportunity to mod them, all the way up to trying different engines, like for example, the Unreal Engine, the XNA framework, the Unity engine, and yeah, all these things playing around led to me trying to develop a game and releasing it commercially.
Yeah. Now, have you tried to develop other games before, just tinkering around or anything like that?
I have developed other small games before, but nothing that I would have released already. So this is my first big project.
Ah, that's awesome. Okay. And it's Kung Fu based. So how long have you been a fan of Kung Fu movies?
That's a good question. I'd say since I saw my first Kung Fu movie then.
Yeah.
I must have been, I don't know, 8 or 10 years old.
Do you remember what that movie was?
It must have been one of the Jackie Chan movies.
Okay.
One of the early stuff. Like, for example, Snake in the Eagle's Shadow or Drunken Master. When he still had long hair and was mostly shirtless. Those kind of movies.
Excellent. So was that the genesis of the idea for Five Gods of Kung Fu?
Ah, difficult to say.
Yeah.
The idea for Five Gods of Kung Fu has been in my mind for a couple of years. And I can't really pinpoint the exact moment. But yeah, you're right. This is definitely one of the big inspirations for the game. So I don't know. Drunken Master, for example, or Wheels on Meals. I'm sorry if I'm getting these movies wrong, because in Germany we have pretty weird titles for these movies that have nothing right to do with the English titles.
Right, right. So then was Jackie Chan one of your major influences then as a Kung Fu film fan for making this game? Or were there other influences that came into it?
There are definitely other influences as well. You can see a bit of Bruce Lee in there. Maybe Ip Man, the Ip Man movie series is a huge inspiration as well. I don't know if you know these two guys, Bud Spencer and Terence Hill. Does that ring a bell?
Not right off the bat.
Those are like two Italian actors who made lots and lots of movies. They were pretty huge in Germany, and I don't think they were that big in America.
Okay.
But imagine two guys fighting their way through out of funny situations, always with a slapstick kind of comedy to it, and always very lighthearted. Yeah, those are definitely in there as well.
Oh, cool. What about in terms of game development? Were there games or game designers that you emulated or who influenced you as you were coming up in the game development scene?
Yeah, definitely a lot of influences. So the first thing that always comes to mind is Tekken. I'm a huge Tekken fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but in Tekken there's a guy called Lei Wulong that you can play. Yeah, and he's like the tribute to Jackie Chan, for example. And when we're getting into a bit of more detail what the gameplay is like, you will see why this guy who fights in various stances and styles is pretty influential. But apart from Tekken and fighting games in general, I'd say, yeah, don't want to sound cliche, but Dark Souls is, of course, a huge influence on me. And the difficulty and the overcoming of these difficult games and the sensation of having mastered something, this is something I want to create with the game as well.
What made you decide to go the commercial route with this particular game? What was it about this that spoke to you to the point where you were like, you know what, I think this is going to make it commercially?
So the big picture here is the big dream is to have an indie studio, mm-hmm. to create games by first by myself and then getting some employees and being able to grow and making that whole business sustainable. This is the big picture idea. I think, yeah, it was exactly 2 years ago, while I was still working at my company. I took a month off, I think it was, and said, this month I'm going to dedicate to this game and indie game studio business idea. And I didn't take a holiday in that time. I just sat down, set a goal for myself to create a game in 1 month, a pretty short and pretty small game, but a game that you can play. And this month has been such a fun and has been such a great experience that I thought this is the step you have to take. This is the next step. Create a game, try to make it commercially viable, and go out there.
That's awesome. All right. So take me through the gameplay then of Five Gods of Kung Fu. What is it like? What's a game that maybe you would say is close to in terms of comparison?
Okay. So the overall structure resembles a beat-em-up the most. So a beat-em-up game like Streets of Rage, for example. But it won't be level-based. Imagine it being more interconnected. So you have a world that you can really explore.
Cool.
And then you will find some people in need. You want to do the right thing. And in order to help, you will need to first seek a Kung Fu master to properly learn Kung Fu. And on your journey, you'll find more and more masters who teach you different styles of Kung Fu. And yeah, the main points or the main feeling that I want the player to have is this feeling of practicing something and then overcoming obstacles with it and then mastering something. You truly feel that you have trained a new technique and you have a new skill in your arsenal, and then you're becoming slowly a master of it.
It looks really cool. The few images and the demo that I've seen online look pretty incredible.
Thank you.
Why did you choose to go with the retro look?
First of all, because I love the look.
Yeah.
And something that really speaks to me. I have to say it's also something that's in my range of skills. I'm not very good at it, but I can pull it off, I think. And this being a one-man job, you have to cut corners somewhere, you know? So you rely on the skills you already have. Yeah, and also it just adds to the nostalgic feeling that I want to create. Yeah. I want you to feel like when you were a kid and you watched those old Kung Fu movies, like this feeling I want to get.
That's cool. All right, tell me about the title, Five Gods of Kung Fu. Who are the five gods we're talking about here?
I don't want to get too spoilery.
All right, good, good.
But as you can probably see from the trailer already, this game is heavily based on the animal styles.
Love it.
And yeah, and I'm probably not 100% true to the real five animals. Maybe I'll take some, how would you say, artistic freedoms here and there.
Sure.
But yeah, you'll find at least five masters, that much I can tell you, that will teach you those styles. And they may or may not be the gods of Kung Fu. There might be a twist in there or something. Don't want to spoil too much.
Do you have any martial arts background yourself?
Yeah, this is where this whole interview will fall apart. And the fraud that I am will be revealed. No, I actually don't. Apart from one lesson of judo when I was 12 that I didn't enjoy too much, I'm just a huge fan.
Well, you know what? What's funny is I'll admit, when I started this show, I was not a martial arts practitioner myself either. I was just a fan, just like yourself. In fact, doing the show is what encouraged me to go out and pursue martial arts. So now I've been taking it for, for about 2.5-3 years now. So I'm still relatively new on my journey, but I did take it up because of the exposure to the people and the experiences that I got through here. So there's still time for you, Gregor. There's still time.
Yeah, you know what? I really do have a feeling that this project is setting me on the same path as you are, because I'm getting so much, because I have to look up all these fighting styles, and I try to get some real life influences there. I'm getting closer and closer to taking my first lessons.
Very cool. Good for you. Yeah. Good luck. And now, Five Gods of Kung Fu, the number five for me is particularly resonating, because one of my favorite Kung Fu films from way back when is the Five Venoms, Five Deadly Venoms. Mm-hmm. So that's what triggered me when I saw the first couple of snapshots of the game. So then I went into it and took a look, and the gameplay looks great. The little videos that you've put out, the trailer looks fantastic as well. So it looks like a labor of love.
Definitely is.
Particularly from someone who is a Kung Fu fan. So well done so far.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting. And I hope this Kickstarter can get things going and make this game a reality.
Well, how far along are you in the production of the game?
So far I've spent a whole year on the game, building the demo, building some trailer material. And I'd say all the important systems are in place already. It's a matter of creating content and polishing and refining. So yeah, obviously the success of the Kickstarter will define the scope of the game as well. But there are at least 2 years ahead of me in this journey that I know.
2 years. Two solid years of development.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How many hours of development do you think you've put in so far?
Poof. I have to do some math there, I guess. But I've been working full-time for a whole year on it already. So wow. You can imagine what that... And I have to say, if you compare that to my day job before, I've never been more motivated to work. So I may have been putting more than 40 hours a week into it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not knowing anything about game development, is it one of those 24/7 efforts where you're constantly thinking about something? You know, you go to bed and all of a sudden you wake up and think, oh, wait, I need to do that to make it better.
Definitely. Yeah, because being a solo developer, you do the coding, you do the drawings, the animation, you do the music even, and you get inspirations 24/7. For little things, and you start watching more Kung Fu movies, and you stop and pause all the time, and then in the middle of the night you wake up and you think, I have a huge idea, I cannot forget this, you write this down. Yeah, I'd agree with what you said.
So when you say it's a one-man project, it really is all just you. You're doing the animation, the coding, and the music.
Yeah.
That's cool. How long have you been making music?
So I have two older sisters, and they've been playing the piano, and they must have sat me down when I was, again, that age, 8 or 10 years old, I think. And from then on, I've been playing the piano, never really took any lessons because I must have been a terrible pupil. still to this day, I cannot read sheet music because I was too lazy, I guess. Yeah, then picked up the guitar a couple of years later, and yeah, music is a huge part of my life.
That's cool. Now, how did you approach creating the music for the game? Did you study Asian music to get inspiration?
I definitely did. So I'd say where I'm comfortable at music-wise is somewhere around jazz, like blues stuff, and I really like bebop, for example. But Asian music is completely different from anything I know. So a huge use of the pentatonic and not so much chord progressions, I found out. So I was a bit lost in the beginning, but then playing around with the sounds of Chinese instruments, that helped a lot. And I think where I'm at with the music right now is like a mix in between Eastern and Western music.
All right. So tell me then about the Kickstarter. Where can people find it? And then also talk about some of the cool incentives that supporters can get with different levels of contribution.
Sure. So first of all, you find the game on Kickstarter.com. You have to search Five Gods of Kung Fu. Yeah, you can get the game as cheap as 15 euros. That's the first tier. And the game will come out on Steam. So that's for PC, Mac, and Linux. And you can go up the reward list, get the digital art book, original soundtrack. If you put a bit more money into it, you will get a cool T-shirt and an in-game statue of your likeness. So you may want to send me a photo and I'll put you into the game.
That's cool.
We can even go as far as being a minor character or an NPC. And if you really don't care about money, you can go to the Oktoberfest with me, which is up there as well.
That's fantastic. I'd be happy if you told me that somebody in the game was listening to the Kung Fu Driving podcast. How about that?
Yeah.
That's cool. No, that's cool. So from looking at the game, it looks like the main character has a little bit of Jackie Chan influence in there. Is that accurate?
I don't want to get sued, so no. No, definitely there's some hints of Jackie Chan in there. But I'll bring in some influences from elsewhere as well. You will see later when you see more trailers.
Cool.
And it's definitely a huge love letter to my childhood. Let's be honest.
And the styles, the animal styles that you highlight, can you go through them?
I can go through three that I already have shown so far. So First of all, you have the snake sense, snake style. And all these styles will be mechanically a bit different from each other to set them apart and to make them interesting. So, for example, the snake style will be very fast and agile, but the style focuses on being precise, and the more precise your inputs are, then you can focus on their weak spots. Yeah. Then there's the tiger style, which is slower but heavier, heavy hitting, and you will be able to parry your enemy's moves and then wind up for big charging attacks. And yeah, not really an animal style, but a style that I really love is drunken kung fu, drunken boxing. And when you'll be playing that, you will find that you will be dodging all of the time and most of the time make your enemies look silly and make them trip and roll over them.
That's awesome. Now, one of the things that I did notice from the few control sequences that I saw, it looks like there's an effort to make sure that this isn't a button mashing kind of game. Is that
very much? Yeah. So what I'm doing with the control scheme is rather unique. I don't think I haven't seen something like it. And maybe to go into it, the control scheme really makes heavy use of the face buttons. So on your Xbox controller, that's A, B, X, Y, or on PlayStation, cross, circle, square, triangle, those buttons. And this is where most fighting games take place. But what I'm doing differently here is one button is not one kick or one punch, but rather you input something like a motion. So if you think of an uppercut, maybe, that's a move that is going downwards, comes from the bottom and then hits up. And this kind of motion you have to press on your controller. So you start somewhere on the down button on A and slide over to B. And this is more of a sliding motion input than a typical button measure that you know of. So another way of thinking about this is in maybe Street Fighter or Tekken, you have your quarter circle or half circle inputs. And those are being moved over to the face buttons. And on top of that, it's also mirrored. So the move that you make to the right, the quarter circle to the right, is hitting to the right. And if opponent is from the left, you have to do the mirrored version. And you would now say, why are you doing all this? Why change something that's already working? So first, to be honest, this is what comes to my mind when I think about the game, when I just have a controller in my head, close my eyes, and I see the game in front of me. It just feels right to me. It is something that you will have to get used to over practice, but it's something that sort of clicks after a while. And as I said before, this is really what I want to get across, discerning this feeling of practicing and then mastering.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. All right. Now, you mentioned Steam, but then you were talking about consoles. Is there a possibility that if this gets funding and more backing that you would take it to console development?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very realistic. This is my first commercial game. I don't want to promise everyone that it's going to be on consoles. But if I have the chance, I'll definitely bring it over to PlayStation, Xbox, Switch. But that depends really on the funding, let's be honest.
Sure. No, that's cool. But that's great. It's always good to have some stretch goals, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. All right, it sounds great. Let's do a lightning round and have a little bit of fun. You good?
Okay, hit me.
All right, cool. Let's go then. First thing that comes to your mind, ready? Karate or Kung Fu?
Kung Fu.
Okay.
That was an easy one.
Okay. Mortal Kombat, Tekken, or Street Fighter?
Tekken all the way.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I mean, there are obviously a lot of Tekken fans, but it's not as, I guess, as popular maybe as Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter?
Oh, no, definitely hasn't been. But it's with Tekken 7, I think it's gained a lot of popularity and it's getting up there again. So
yeah. All right, cool. All right. Nintendo, Sony, or Xbox?
I have to say Sony. I grew up with a PlayStation 1, so always been a Sony fanboy, but I do own all systems from all manufacturers.
Do you really? Okay. Are you looking forward to the PS5? They showed a couple of shots of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those were really interesting. Yeah. Very much looking forward to it. Last of Us 2 is coming out soon as well, so... I'm really sad because I think I won't be having that much time to play all of them.
Yeah, you have a game to develop yourself, so get to work.
Yes, I will.
All right. If you could have one Kung Fu personality sponsor your game, who would it be?
I think that's an easy one as well. Mr. Chan, if you're listening, I'm your guy.
That'd be pretty cool. All right. On that note as well, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, or Bruce Lee? Careful.
Actually, I'd go with Bruce Lee here.
Interesting one, right?
Yeah, okay, definitely. Cool.
All right, and the last question, and it's a trick question, so hopefully you don't mess this one up, but what's your favorite podcast about Kung Fu movies, martial arts, cinema, and now video games?
That's a very easy one. That's the Kung Fu Driving Podcast.
Good answer. All right. So where can the audience go then to follow along with the progress of Five Gods of Kung Fu and to follow you on social media?
All right. Yeah. First of all, you can always head over to the Kickstarter, Five Gods of Kung Fu. You'll find that easily. Social media, I'm most active on Twitter. So that would be gods underscore fu, G-O-D-S underscore F-U. On Instagram and YouTube, I'm at Five Gods of Kung Fu, one word. And if you want to try the demo, want to play the game, itch.io, itch.io, you'll find Five Gods of Kung Fu there as well.
Fantastic. All right. So all of those links will be in the show notes. Go visit the Kickstarter. And if you have the means to contribute and want to see this game come to life, definitely drop some coin on that. Itch.io for the playable demo. I know the trailer has been floating around social media for the last couple of days now. That's how I came to notice it. And it looks like a blast. It looks, again, like Gregor said, a love letter to Kung Fu and retro video games. It got a lot of attention. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with it. And best of luck. Thank you again for coming on. And hope that Five Gods of Kung Fu doesn't take the 2 years that you said. Maybe you can hire a few people and get done faster, but I'm looking forward to it. So best of luck, brother.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. It's been a blast. It's been a really fun experience.
Big thanks to Gregor Bestelmeyer for stopping by to talk with me about Five Gods of Kung Fu. The early stuff looks great. And Gregor was cool enough to digitize me into the promo image that will accompany this episode. So take a look at that for a giggle or two. Now, if I wind up as a background character in the game somehow, I will have been on TV, radio, podcast, comic books, and a video game. So it would just be the silver screen appearance to complete the journey, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that anytime soon. Now, in any case, go follow the Five Gods of Kung Fu Kickstarter and show Gregor some love and maybe a little money too. That link will be in the show notes. You can also follow along on Twitter and Instagram, so look for those links in the show notes as well. Now, I absolutely wish Gregor the best of luck in the game and hope to be trying my luck against the Five Gods very, very soon. In the meantime, give me a follow on all my socials. If you get a chance, swing by Apple Podcasts and leave the show a rating or review, because in spite of this whole pandemic, the Kung Fu Drive-In podcast is still climbing the charts somehow, so let's keep it kicking like Kung Fu. Until next time, Poison Clan. Peace.
Poison Clan rocks the world.
Welcome to the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine and get a drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's warm. We smash the place up with our dragon claws. We're walking to the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine and get a drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's warm. We smash the place up with our dragon claws.
I see the iron fisted monk before the daily prayers. Shaolin monks on their hands, running down the thousand stairs. The fate of Li Khan, now's in King Yu's hands. With the fearless Aida roaming over the land. Yeah, the little bit soldier is old, otherwise. He wants a world of peace because he doesn't want to fight. Yo, got the venom mob laying down the law. Bruce Lee delivered kicks, guaranteed to graze jaws. Fighting for the cause, then pause, hear applause. Not the end, back kicks will defeat the outlaws. Very good, but balls don't hit back. Yeah, the death jewels here, David Lee is coming back. The Tai Chi master, Jet Li's even faster. Could chant a little drink because he is the drunken master. Once upon a time in China, Rosamund Kwan is real fine. But see Maggie show your spine. Golden Swallow has arrived. Shang-Chi movies, will the hero will survive? We got the brave archer, make his way to the top of the mountain, gonna fight, may as well pick the spot. Yeah, the sky goes black, cut the vampire's back. We got Lam Ching Ying to kill them all, so stand back. He plays the black magic on the soul of the sword, and our sword will travel until his body's on floors. Yeah, Wing Chun Shaolin and Mantis style. Yeah, defeat the enemy and watch him run for miles. Blood will spill now on the mountain tops when we bring back the soul of the legendary Pops.
Walk into the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine, we're getting drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's warm. We smash the place up with our dragon claws. We walk into the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine, we're getting drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's warm. We smash the place up with our dragon claws.
See, it's a game of death, yo. You're facing the big boss. It's once upon a time in China, counting the TikTok. The shogun assassin slashing blood or just drip drop. The head kick, neck drop, balance the won't stop. Wanna kill Bill, better get the assassin. She's got Emma just in yellow, but she isn't the dragon. But in the tea rooms, that's where it'll happen. She got the bodies on the floor, when the blood it'll splatter against the wall. No fear at all, to kill them all. There's always blood spilled when you head into a war. Fearless, unleashed. The fist of legend, that's the car, Jet Li. I'm Bolo Young, yo, will always be a beast. You rumble in the Bronx, yo, I'm rumbling the streets. And it's simple, see the facts are these. There's only ever gonna be one Bruce Lee.
Walk into the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine, we're getting drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's warm. We smash the place up with our dragon claws. We walk into the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine.